Welcome to Rams Report Combine Edition. I'm Danny Clevenger here with Rams insider Miles Simmons. And today we're going to give you a quick preview on what to expect from the Combine in this upcoming week. Miles, first, just talk about the process of the Combine.
Well, I think it's a good process because it's all about gathering data. And so a lot of times you'll hear people talk about, oh, this guy's draft stock may be going up and maybe going down. It's just another piece of the puzzle. Things aren't necessarily too critical, but they are important because there's kind of a rubric, you know, a little set of what people might do in the league based on these results at the combine. So what you have is you have different agility drills. You know, you got the shuttle, you got the three cone run, the 40 yard dash, that's important. Also, you have the strength drills that come. You have things like the bench press. That's very important as well based on certain positions. But then you also have the off the field things. You have the interviews. So each team gets 60 interviews and they're all 15 minutes each with a bunch of prospects that they can then go through and then see what these guys have to say, try to get to know them a little bit better.
A lot of major storylines to follow during the combine, but always a hot topic is the quarterback position. Now, you and I had a chance to watch Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State at the Senior Bowl, and he really had a good showing for those few practices that we were able to see. But now this is the combine. You've got Jared Goff out of Cal. You've got Paxton Lynch out of Memphis, just to name a few. So what can these guys do to separate themselves?
Well, I think that's an interesting topic that we're going to have to monitor throughout this process is how are they going to maybe separate themselves? Is it going to be maybe in the interview room when they're talking to teams? Is it going to be the footwork? Because you have guys like Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, their footwork, at least on the film that I've seen so far, seems to be a little bit better than that of Paxton Lynch. When he's going to do the throwing drills, which he has said that he intends to do, will he be able to show some progress there? So those are very interesting topics. And then you've also got guys like a Connor Cook or a Dak Prescott, guys that aren't necessarily involved in that top tier, but what can they do on the field and also in those interviews to maybe sort of bump themselves up in this entire process?
A lot of eyes are going to be on the guys that could possibly move the chains and get in the end zone a lot of times for these teams, and that's the wide receiver position. Now, Miles, a lot of experts are saying that this class is weaker in that spot, so what can these wide receivers do to really change that mentality?
Well, I think one of the things that they can do is maybe confirm some of the notions that people have about them as individuals. Now, you think about Tavon Austin when he was at the combine. He ran 4.25 40 time. That really confirmed in the minds of a lot of scouts and coaches that he was just as fast as they probably thought that he was. Now, what that could mean for these guys coming up in this draft, guys like Laquan Treadwell, like Will Fuller of Notre Dame, well, they're going to be doing position-specific drills as wide receivers. So that means their route-running ability, how well they catch the ball. Those are going to be things that people can monitor as this week goes on. And then when that happens, that's how these notions are going to get confirmed, that maybe as individuals, they are pretty strong players.
Now, this receiving class might be considered weak, but a group that's definitely deep this year is the defensive linemen, and you and I got a glimpse of them at the Senior Bowl, but now this is the combine, so many more, which means that these players actually have to work extra hard to really separate themselves because this group is so good.
Yeah, I agree, Danny, and one of the guys that really is at the top of this class and thought of it's that is Joey Bosa. Now, he was really, really good at Ohio State. Didn't necessarily have the numbers that people might really expect from somebody who's so well regarded this year, but that's because he was drawing so many different double teams. And so a lot of what you see from defensive linemen, I think about this a lot with Michael Brockers too. It's not necessarily just the numbers, but it's also the guys that they can take up on the offensive line. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how he performs, not just with the way he performs on the field and those drills, but also, you know, what's he going to do? How strong is he? How is he going to do in that bench press? What's he going to say when he talks to the media? I think those are going to be really interesting elements of him.
Now, Miles and I will be in Indianapolis for your coverage the entire week. So, Miles, what can fans expect out of you daily on the site?
Well, I think the first thing is just going to be the fact that head coach Jeff Fisher and general manager Les Snead will both address the media at the combine. So we'll definitely have recaps of that. But aside from that, we're going to have daily articles, daily videos talking about what's gone on the field, and then also what the players have said when they come talk to the media as well.
Absolutely. I'll have one-on-ones with players, coaches, scouts, and even media personalities that are in attendance to make sure you guys have all the up-to-date information from the combine. Now, the first day of the combine is Tuesday, February 23rd, so stay right here on therams.com for all your coverage.